And good morning once again at about 8:14. We're running a little ahead of schedule for a change, and that's great. That means we have time to talk to another Meet the Candidate segment here. A Republican candidate for the 5th Congressional District. Please meet Lonnie D. Powell, everybody. And Mr. Powell, nice to talk to you. Good morning.
Good morning, Steve. Thank you for having me on.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Let's start with one of the obvious questions. As one of the newcomers to the political scene, at least as far as I know here, tell us a little bit about yourself, please.
Sure, sure. Newcomer to the 5th District scene, but have been previously active. Primarily when I was in college, I had a chance to intern for a couple of great leaders, Dan Coats, being one of them. And that was kind of the initial inspiration and my entree into being involved in politics. And then I moved on to married life, wife, three kids, career. And, didn't look back. But then there was something that happened about 20 years ago. I had entered the hospital for a condition, wound up spending 10 days in the hospital on some pretty powerful painkillers, came out with one issue solved, but another one started. And that was an addiction. And I kind of tried to solve that, didn't try. I tried to solve that on my own and failed miserably. And eventually, after some education and encouragement, found my way to a place called Fairbanks Hospital in Indianapolis, Indiana, which is a recovery hospital. And that opened my eyes to a whole new world in the recovery arena. And it was quite an eye-opener. I met CEOs of billion-dollar companies, grandmothers, teenagers, people from all walks of life who are struggling with addictions. And then for the last 18 years, I've been involved in that community, helping people break free from addictions. And that has kind of brought me to a point today where I want to jump in and make a difference in Congress to help close the border and stop these rooms from filling up with people who are being damaged by the poison coming over our borders.
All right, Lonnie Powell, how do you think that a story of recovery from addiction might guide you as a potential congressman?
Yeah, so, there's a lot of talk around the borders today. And for me, it's just it's not only a priority, it's personal. I nearly died. I've had friends die. I've had children of friends die from the poison that's coming over the border. So for me, it is the priority today. We need to secure our borders yesterday. So that I am committed to probably above anybody else based on my experience and what I've seen and witnessed over the last 18 years. So we need to shut the borders. We need to lock the people up who are hurting our people. We need to put pressure on the state actors like China and Mexico who are enabling these people. And Congress has some levers they can pull to make it very painful, or at least unprofitable, for these state actors to continue to subsidize and support that kind of activity.
Do you think, as somebody that has not been in the direct political arena, that is a pro or a con as far as you being elected in that regard, Mr. Powell?
Well, if you like the results that the pros are giving you, then vote for a pro. And if you want to try backing somebody who's not going in with a political agenda or coming, being supported by the political PACs and all the commitments they have to make to get stuff done, I'm focused on the border. So I think for me, it's a clear priority that is to my advantage.
Lonnie Powell is my guest on WMUN. We call this, Mr. Powell, a Meet the Candidate segment for those that are running for the Republican nod for the 5th Congressional District. I asked the same sort of questions to all the candidates on the first pass-through here, and my next question is maybe if you could tell us the two or maybe three biggest differences between you and the many others that are running for the Republican nod for the 5th Congressional District?
Well, one of the differences is I'm the only veteran running, the only one who signed up and signed up to put my life on the line to defend my country. Joined the Navy at the age of 17 and served honorably for 4 years on an aircraft carrier based out of San Diego. So my my ethic for service started at a young age, and I'm signing up again to kind of jump into this battle to secure our borders. And again, I think the difference for me is my life experience. You know, people matter, and I'm grateful that Fairbanks was there. There were people there who didn't give up on me. And as a result, I've been able to come back and be a contributing member of society, not a taker. And I believe that the people that have been damaged in our society can be redeemed and put back in as productive, healthy, happy people back in society contributing again. And I know how to do that because from my own experience and having been involved in that for the last 18 years, there's some things our government can do to enable that and help our people for once, instead of helping others who are coming across the borders per se and putting them at the front of the line. I want to put our people at the front of the line with the resources and help needed to get them back engaged and contributing in a positive way in our society.
What branch of the military were you in? If you said, I didn't hear that.
Go Navy.
Okay.
I was Navy.
Thank you
yeah.
for your service. Lonnie D. Powell is a Republican candidate for the 5th Congressional District, and we're on WMUN right now. I'm Steve Lindell. When you started your campaign, the incumbent was not running for re-election. Has that
yeah.
changed your approach now that she is running? And If Ms. Spartz was running in the first place, would you have entered the race at all?
You know, to answer your second question first, no, I probably would not have entered the race if she had announced she was running. You know, running against an incumbent is difficult. Even running when there is no incumbent is difficult. Our political system today is stacked very much in favor of big money. You know, if you've been in the game and have acquired a big war chest, that plays to your advantage. If you can buy the seat, you have a lot of money, maybe a businessman or a wealthy individual, you know, then you've got that big chip to get in the game and spend a couple of million dollars. So candidates like myself, who have passion and willingness to go and serve, are challenged in unique ways to try to get our message out. So that's why I appreciate you giving me a few minutes here this morning to talk about my why for running.
Absolutely. And Mr. Powell, do you intend to stay in the race?
Absolutely. Yeah, I'm committed to my cause, my mission, and that's securing our borders and saving lives. And, you know, that goes beyond this race. I've been involved in the recovery community and will still be involved after this race. And just how will, you know, that will be determined after this race.
Last thing I'd like to ask you, Mr. Powell, you've talked about securing the border several times during our brief interview here. That's obviously something that you feel very strongly about. For those in the 5th District, you know, way up north, you know, far away from the southern border, you know, geographically, verbalize, if you would, if those of our listeners are thinking something along the lines of border schmorter, we're way up here, it doesn't affect us. Verbalize, if you would, how those thoughts should be different in your estimation.
Yeah, so right now, and just in Indianapolis, two people are dying a day from overdose. And it is over 1,000 people a year in Indiana die. And if you think that it's not going to touch you or your family, like I did, just wait. Everybody will be affected at some time. It is undermining our economy. You're going to see suppressed wages. It's putting a health strain on our healthcare system. It's putting a strain on our social services. And the border continues to be wide open, and it's only getting worse. So you may not feel it today, but just wait. I guarantee you, you will feel it. Somebody in your family, maybe you, maybe a loved one, and I hope not, are going to be impacted at some point by this open border policy.
Lonnie D. Powell, candidate for the 5th Congressional District as a Republican candidate for the primary coming up May 7th. Thank you for your time. It was a pleasure. Thanks again for your service in the Navy, and thank you for being willing to serve in this regard, too. We wish you the best.
Thank you, Steve.
Absolutely. Lonnie Powell this morning, another Meet the Candidate segment here on WMUN.